Mesa Radio. The African voice. It's all about
right
you.
Right now on the Monica Show, we're having a beautiful topic, the commemoration of the President's Ramaphosa's Foundation through art exhibition. So, in commemoration of its 15th anniversary, the Presidency Ramaphosa's Foundation is presenting a public exhibition at Constitutional Hill in Johannesburg. The exhibition features works of art that tell a tale about South African's history. And today, we are joined by Kinei Lokotlolo to give us details and what is happening at the event. She's a communication officer, by the way. Kinei, welcome to the Monica Crew Show. How are you this morning?
Good, thanks, and you, Godfrey.
Well, I'm great, and I'm Theo. Godfrey is not here.
My apologies.
It's all okay, ma'am. But hey, let's look at it. What is the exhibition about?
Okay, so the exhibition is, as you rightly stated, in commemoration of Sir Ramaphosa Foundation's 15th anniversary. Basically, the art exhibition is a public art exhibition happening from the 21st of November to the 15th of December at the Women's Jail in Constitutional Hill in Bloemfontein, Johannesburg. Doors open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily. So basically, the exhibition is titled On Main Road, and the theme of the exhibition relates to the purpose of the foundation, which is to foster the development of an inclusive society that is empowered. So the exhibition features works of art, different types of art, from fine art to posters, photography, video craft and design. And basically, we are trying to make a thoughtful interrogation of the title Main Road. So basically, to question what is this main road that divides us, that connects us, that seemingly defines aspirations in terms of an inclusive society.
So why has the President's Ramaphosa's Foundation decided to showcase their legacy through an exhibition?
So basically, to commemorate our 15th anniversary, we wanted to put on a public event, but also we wanted to contribute to national discussions on the urgent matter of inequality, inclusion, borders and boundaries. But also, among our other objectives, this exhibition aims to promote the role of art in society, to support artist development, NGOs and entities, to make art accessible to broader audiences, and also to support artists through the sale of their works.
But yet again, we're looking at it, and what is the foundation hoping to achieve with this art exhibition?
So we're hoping that people can go and experience this art exhibition to make it accessible. We're also encouraging the acquisition of artworks, especially by first-time buyers. But like I said, we're also looking to interrogate these themes of inequality, borders and boundaries, and also to celebrate our 15th anniversary.
And there's something that we also wanted to know. Who is the curator?
Okay, so the exhibition was curated by a collective of personnel from Sir Ramaphosa Foundation, but it was led by an independent curator who is Rita Potenza.
All right, we feel you. I understand now. Hey, we've been trying to understand who is the curator, who is the curator, but now we finally know. So yes, to mention a list, who are some of the artists that will be showcasing their stuff there?
Okay, so we've got individual artists that will be showcasing some of their works there. Some are established artists, some are also like up-and-coming young artists. We've got the likes of Johnny Miller, Janice Dreyer, we've got the likes of Mpuli Mlangeni. But we also worked with some galleries and artist studios to come and showcase their work.
Well, it's gonna be fun. And how long is the showcase gonna happen, the exhibition itself?
Okay, so the exhibition is going to be open from the 21st of November to the 15th of December.
Wow, that's a very long time.
Yeah, so we really are encouraging everyone to go to Constitutional Hill, to go and view these magnificent artworks, but also to have important discussions about this theme.
Well, it's going to be a beautiful weekend, isn't it? Not even a weekend, but it's going to be a beautiful time, 21st to the 15th. Wow, it's a very, it's a very enough time. But looking through to the exhibition, would you say that a lot of people that are going to be advertising their stuff, they're having chances of, well, making it in the job sector with their craft? Or where are there going to be any, some sort of scouts that are going to be looking for people that are exhibiting right there? So, okay, we need people like you in our company. We're going to buy your art. We're going to buy your things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, some of the artworks are for sale. When people go to Constitutional Hill, there'll be a catalog there. There's also contact details for whom people can contact if they're looking to buy. But also we're looking to, I mean, obviously give the artists exposure. So people can definitely find ways to contact and see the art, but also interact with the artists through maybe the sale of their work.
Mm-hmm. So now let's talk about the venue. How did you guys decide to pick the venue, and where is the venue, and how beautiful and stylish is the venue? They just interrupted the conversation. Yes.
Yes. Okay. So I think how we decided on the venue is that Constitutional Hill is a very well-known venue in Johannesburg, but it's also a venue that speaks to obviously South Africa's history and those sorts of things. So, I mean, it's happening at the Women's Jail in Constitutional Hill, which is a very beautiful, beautiful venue. It's in Bramfontein, Johannesburg. It's happening 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily. So, I mean, we're very, very excited to be showcasing this at Constitutional Hill.
Wow. So now, since it's going to be ending on the 15th of December, what's going to be happening on the last day of the event? Are you going to be having the grand day, the final day? You are getting a car. What are you going to be doing exactly?
We're really hoping that every day is a grand day. We're hoping that every day we'll have people going to the exhibition from the first day to the last day. So we're hoping to keep that momentum and excitement through to the last day.
Mm-hmm. But now, question is, are you guys going to be providing some sort of transport for the people that are wanting to go there, or people that stay far, or what's not?
Okay, so unfortunately not. It's currently not in our capacity, mm-hmm. but we have made the art exhibition free. So entrance to the exhibition is free. If people can just get themselves there, then really the exhibition is free for them to go and view.
Well, we live at a different time in a different age whereby a lot of people use smartphones whereby now, okay, I just want to be at home and watch how the event happens now. Are you going to be having a platform whereby you're going to be displaying the moments that are happening there? Are you going to be capturing the moments?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that, Theo, because we're very excited. So people can connect with us on our website, on our social media. We are putting together a virtual exhibition video for those people who are obviously too far and won't be able to come and see, go to Constitutional Hill to see. But also we'll be speaking about it on our social media. We'll be showing some of the artwork that will be there. So definitely if people look on our website, which is www.SiroRamaphosaFoundation.org, if they follow us on Facebook at Siro Ramaphosa Foundation, on Twitter at Siro Foundation, and on Instagram at Siro Ramaphosa Foundation, they'll be able to see all these exciting things.
Well, is he going to be there?
Who do you mean,
Theo? I mean, Mr. Cyril, the Breakfast Ramaphosa. Is he going to be there?
So President Ramaphosa, who is our founder, is also very excited about this event. But I mean, obviously, as you are aware, the president has a very, very busy schedule. So we aren't sure about that.
We'll just see how it pans out.
Yes, definitely, definitely.
All right, for further information for those who didn't catch the conversation from the beginning, how do they now know about this exhibition? Where can they go, find out, and how to spread the word?
For more information, people can visit our website, as mentioned, www.SiroRamaphosaFoundation.org, and then they can visit our social media. But if they need further information, they can send us an email on info@SiroRamaphosaFoundation.org, and we'll definitely be able to assist.
Well, thank you very much, Kinelwe.
Thank you, Theo.
It's been lovely. That is Kinelo Matoto, a communication officer, telling us about the upcoming 15th anniversary of Cyril Ramaphosa Foundation that is going to be doing an art exhibition at Constitutional Hill in Johannesburg. If you don't know where the Constitutional Hill is, you should just go to Google, punch in Constitutional Hill in Johannesburg. So the exhibition is going to be featuring a lot of works of art that tell a tale about South African history. You don't need to miss this event. Be there. It's going to be from the 21st of November until the 15th of December. And we don't know, but I'm telling you this, it's going to be an amazing time. I'm going to be there myself. Thank you very much. This is The Morning Cruise Show at UNISA Radio, African Voice. It's all about you.
The Morning Cruise on UNISA Radio. African Voice, it's all about.
Did you know you can stream UNISA Radio on radio.unisa.ac.za/live or download our app on any mobile device from Android to Nokia to Apple to BlackBerry? Stay connected.